Tonight, our exclusive conversation with Pastor Tom Donovan, co-founder of lordsbook.com, revealing the mission to reclaim Christian community in a censored world. This is a special presentation you do not want to miss.
Well, welcome everybody to another edition of the internationally syndicated Last Christian Radio Show. My name is J.D. Williams here in Texas. Over there on the left-hand side of your screen, you recognize him. That's Mr. David Paxton joining us in New York. And then from an undisclosed location, I believe in Africa, a friend of ours, he's been on the show before, but you guys haven't seen him lately, and that's Pastor Tom Donovan, who is joining us for at least the second time, Pastor Tom. So welcome to the Last Christian Radio Show. How's things going over there?
Thank you. Everything's great over here. I'm actually in Uganda, planting churches, starting kids clubs, and doing what the God has called me to do.
Amen. Nice. Amen. Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you pray us into this episode of Last Christian, and then I'm going to show everybody, or we'll start discussing exactly why you're here.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Let us pray. Father God, we come to you in the name of your son, Jesus. Lord, we love you so much, and we just thank you, God. God, I thank you for JD and David. Lord, I thank you for thelastchristian.net. Lord, I thank you for Lord's Book to reach people all over the globe, Lord. We just thank you for community and discipleship. God, I pray that you would reach people today with our show. You would touch people who are Christians, that you would reignite the saints, Lord, and that you would also reach the sinner, Lord, with this show so they would become saved, Lord. Lord, we want to glorify your name and we want to make your name known. So God, use us today. Forgive us of our sins. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, I pray. Jesus, we lift this up to you in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We totally agree with that. Now, Pastor Tom, what I usually do on the show is show people what I expect to talk about. And always warn people that because we are totally unscripted, we go off the rails more often than you would ever believe. But anyway, I looked at a lot of your stuff, and I came up with this. And so this is what I just kind of, well, no, that's not it. Hold on a minute. That's not the first time I've done that.
Hey, where'd you get that?
I don't know. That came from another show, David, and I didn't take it off.
We can talk about that stuff as well, guys.
Well, let's talk about the rise of lordsbook.com and the need for faith-centered digital community. We'll also talk about intentional Christian living in an age of distraction and deception. Him First Media, that's something that, that Pastor Tom knows about for sure, a battle for a Christian influence in a controlled media environment, and then strengthening the body of Christ and building the future of a Christian community. Again, Pastor Tom, I know you're into a lot of stuff here, but I do want to begin with Lord's Book. Because the first time we had you on, Lord's Book was in its infancy, and we were trying to get the message out there that this platform existed for Christians. It was a way to get away from the crap of Facebook and into something that was more edifying for Christians and drawing in Christians and spreading the gospel. So,
and
give
didn't
us an
shove
update.
Naked dancing girls in your face every day.
Right? So give us an update. How's Lord's Book doing?
So Lord's Book is doing great. I believe the last time I was on the show, there was less than 100 people.
Yeah,
I believe
we, had like
we recently had just one.
You had how many? I'm sorry?
What did you say, David?
Oh, I
less
think it was
than
like
100.
11. Yeah.
Okay. So I was being generous. So we had just launched, I believe it was the first week that we launched lordsbook.com. Mm-hmm. There wasn't an app yet. We just had the website. It acted as a mobile version, so it looked like a web app. And there was 11 people. So I believe everyone in my office had joined, and there might have been half of my staff at that point, 11
and
people.
Me.
And they were posting every day and starting.
And we joined. And we joined.
So today, we're rounding. Sorry. So today, we're coming up on 50,000 users, and we have 50, 60 people on at one time, continuous throughout the entire day. Now, I'm on the continent of Africa. I'm in East Africa. So I see the users, they're logged on all day in this region, in Australia, in the UK, in the USA, in Asia, all over the place. Mm-hmm. So it's very exciting. And now that we have a community of Christians, we want to make sure that we're able to disciple the world with the word.
Amen.
So we started Lord's Book Dailies, and we're trying to just look into how we continue to grow the platform for the user experience to really get them in the word and keep them in the word.
Amen. Okay, well, I'm going to jump in here for a second and just ask you, or give you the opportunity anyway to address it. You know, we're on platforms like YouTube and Rumble and Brighteon, and I know that that you have, or you're in the process anyway, of building another video platform that we're very interested in getting on, and we'll be probably one of the first shows that jumps on your platform. So can you tell people about that and where you are in that process?
Yes, so we have already developed the architecture, and we started developing different discipleship tools for Lord's Book. So there's a Lord's Book app, which has faith reels and speedy sermons for teaching, couple-minute story, like a story on YouTube, but it's a speedy sermon, things of that nature. So our next kind of immediate thing is going to be Lord's Channel.
Okay.
And in Lord's Book, we will have like a YouTube-type platform where people can subscribe and have their own channels and video upload platforms. So they're not being censored. So they're not being canceled in this cancel culture we live in. Mm-hmm. So when you speak the truth, don't say, that's not the truth, and let's create a new narrative. So we want to make sure that we can protect our viewers, protect our community, protect our Christians that are growing in faith, and strengthen our saints that have been walking with the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, I know we've been, you know, a lot of the stuff we put up is taken down because they don't really like the truth. And sometimes the truth is ugly and it's hard, and they can't really face that. Plus, you know, the devil controls the media out there, and he just wants to take all that stuff off. Mm-hmm. Now, from what I understand, we're going to be hosting that yourself, so it's not even like, hey, if we put it on someone else's servers that they can take it off. Is that correct?
Yes. However, there is a certain component, but with our deal, just like with Brighteon TV, you're going to have to tap into Google service somewhere to have redundancy and relay and things of that nature. But our agreements with them will be where they can't control our content.
Amen. Yeah, that's important too. You know, like David said, we have had a few of our episode. We had one that was taken down before it even published. I'm not even sure how that happened, but they did. So, you know, it's nice to have an outlet where we can speak the truth and let people know the true gospel and not avoid the tough subjects. We did a show just the other day where we were talking about the modern church and how it does avoid the tough topics and likes to sugarcoat everything, and we're not into that. We're into spreading the gospel exactly the way it's written in the Bible.
I once heard a pastor say from the pulpit, I don't get into that stuff, and I stay in my lane. And he was talking about what is sin in your life. Mm-hmm. That's how watered down the church in America has become.
Yeah,
I stay in my lane. I just talk about the good stuff.
Mm, yeah.
Now, along these lines,
like being able to stand and not having to repent.
Right along these lines, there's a lot of people who don't really feel fed in their home church, and maybe they're far away, and they can't even find one that's nearby or close enough to make it practical. You're going to have discipleship programs on Lord's Book as well, where people can join and not just, hey, go to church and hear a fluffy sermon at the end of the week, but actually being able to interact and banter, if you would, and get answers to some really hard questions that are out there.
Absolutely. So we want to, number one, have like pages where we're controlling the content, like Lord's Book Dailies. We have the 6 a.m. Eastern time, followed up at 9 a.m. we have a devotion based on that verse of the day. Then we have a Bible Bible question, Bible trivia at 12 noon. Then we go into 3 o'clock, a deep Bible study, a faith reel, answering the Bible question. So there's multiple things throughout the day. And then we'll be rolling out programs like groups where you could jump into the devotional of the day and ask questions and find out a deeper meaning. We're introducing another platform within it where the daily verse will be pinned to your wall and you'll get an app notification where you could ask to explain the verse and it will give you a practical introduction and a practical application. And then you could even do a deeper dive into it where you could find out biblical references, concordance, Greek keywords, what they mean, where the root word come from, all of the biblical context to go into a deeper dive about that verse so you can apply it on a deeper level to your life.
Amen. Well, now I should have done this to start with, but I'm going to show this now because I think it's important to you. So we'll look at this, the riseoflordsbook.com and the need for faith-centered digital community. Lord's Book has emerged from a growing reality that Christians can no longer ignore, and that is that the digital world has become hostile ground for people of faith. So as major platforms increasingly silence biblical truth, elevate anti-Christian voices and push believers into the margins, the body of Christ has needed a place to build on conviction rather than compromise. So Pastor Tom Donovan stepped into this gap. With a heart for the church and a clear understanding of today's spiritual environment, he helped establish LordsBook.com as a secure, Christ-centered alternative, a platform created for fellowship, ministry, encouragement, testimony, and free expression of biblical truth. This highlights the purpose behind Lord's Book, the urgency that drove its creation, and why Christians everywhere need to reclaim the digital space previously surrendered to systems that are openly opposed to the gospel. And Pastor Donovan, you have done exactly that, and you know the growth is incredible.
That is absolutely true, and I feel like we haven't even launched yet. And we're getting roughly 150 to 200 people a day. I believe that we're just getting started. We're just gearing up because the tools of keep driving them to the platform and then feeding them so they can grow as Christians is the most important part, right? The amount of users isn't really what we consider success. We consider success when people are logging in and being fed the word and they're communicating with people and they're not on Facebook. You know, this is what happened to me, and this is where the whole idea came up from. Pastor Mike Nimmer and myself were at Boston Calvary Chapel, and we were at a men's conference. Mike was the presenter that weekend. And as I was showing him a scripture in a story, it immediately switched and turned to a Victoria's Secret girl that was undressed.
Oh, my Lord.
And he was like, "What are you showing me, Tom?" And I looked and I said, "Oh, my gosh." And this is why. And then I turned to him. I said, "This is why I'm thinking about starting my own platform." Mm-hmm. And then I was initially going to name it. It was Faith Time. Okay. And then the Lord brought me LordsBook.com. And then I just went ahead and launched the whole platform. And there was a lot of adversity, financial troubles, technical troubles, trouble with my developers, all kinds of things to stop this from launching. But it was just one of those things that wasn't like, I have to do this. This was my life's drive. But it was just something that was God told me, keep going.
Yeah.
Be faithful. Keep going. I'll let you know if I want you to stop.
Yeah, that happened.
And now it's a viable product. Mm-hmm. Now it's a viable product and platform where people are being fed.
Well, I'm going to show another one here. I don't want to get too far away from Lord's Book, but I do want people to understand that you're into more than just this. The intentional Christian living in an age of distraction and deception. Pastor Tom's ministry extends far beyond building platforms. His work at BeIntentional.faith focuses on shaping believers into purposeful spiritual grounded disciples who understand the times, shared the importance of intentional Christian living, calling believers to resist the culture of apathy, confusion, and spiritual indifference that's weakened so much of the modern church. He does emphasize practical steps for strengthening faith, guarding the heart, building biblical habits, and living each day aligned with God's will. The message he brings is clear, and that's in a world where deception is increasing, Christians must not coast or drift. They must live deliberately, anchored to Scripture, aware of the spiritual battle around them, and committed to standing firm regardless of cultural pressure. And the reason I put that up there, Pastor, is because of the fact that you were talking about the difficulties of building Lord's Book and the adversity that Satan threw at you. And there's no other way to put it than that. I've been involved in some video projects before. I even had a pastor one day come to me and say, you know, as you broadcast today's sermon, this is the most important one I think I've ever done. You know, I'm really excited about getting it out. And guess what happened? The system broke. You know, and luckily, I recorded it. So we couldn't stream it live, but we ultimately defeated Satan. And the thing is that you're doing that. You're ultimately defeating Satan through your work. And I think that's an important point, and I wanted to drive that home for the audience.
Mm-hmm. I want to share something.
You know, it's sure.
Yeah. The, what's real important to me is, you know, as you're grown, now that people are, you know, getting you're gaining attention of a lot of people in any platform, in anything you do, there will always be the little foxes, as the Bible says, that come in and try and take it. And in social media, it's in the form of scammers. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you will just naturally attract them. But the difference with Lord's Book is you can report them immediately, and then admin could take a look, examine the situation, and remove people. Mm-hmm. Within a day. And so if someone's sending you, you need to send me money, it's like, I just met you. Mm-hmm. Or some 25-year-old girls is chasing us 60-year-olds around. You know, that's probably not a real account. So you can actually report these people. And that's important to me. It's an important, or if they're showing inappropriate pictures, it's important to kids as well. Right. So you can feel safe in having a good Christian environment for your kids to be part of. And you know, we all know with Facebook and X, who knows what kind of pictures are just going to pop up on your screen.
Right.
Absolutely. So we want to be faith-filled, family-friendly for everyone to be able to come on. We want to advertise that people 13 years old and up could come and join the platform and enjoy Bible scriptures, enjoy Bible studies, enjoy watching people's sermons coming soon, right? So we want to be able to allow people to put faith reels up and just be encouraged. To address the scammers and the fake accounts, it happens on every single platform. One of the things that we do is signing on. We kind of let them know you'll be banned for begging for money from people. If you curse, if you exploit yourself, if you're half dressed, you have to keep your clothes on. So if any of these things happen, they will be down quickly. Mm-hmm. A lot of times you've sent a few people to me, David, and by the time I actually went and found them, they were already taken down. So our system will detect if someone's cursing, our system will detect if the verbiage is asking for money from someone, and they immediately ban them, and we want them to verify themselves. Mm-hmm. When we see people using fake first and last names, we ask for verification. We just put in place things that will verify the user, because we want real people. It's not so much about the numbers as it is about the safe environment, about people getting fed the Word of God, and about people being able to use it. And look, it's great. You can scroll. One of the things we did, if you join today and you don't have a lot of friends and you're only able to scroll, let's say, three people's content, it becomes boring. But now you can go into Reels, click the button All Content, and you can get 50,000 people talking about Jesus and how they came to the Lord and read testimonies and get faith reels and music. So it's really exciting that you can really just be fed and encouraged continuously, knowing you're in a safe place.
Yeah. Well, you know, for me, with this show and also on Revelation Radio that I own, the one thing that is required, we don't care if you have a religious show or not. And the reason for that is because if, let's say, you've got a non-religious show, a news show or whatever, okay, hopefully the audience will stick around because the next show, I promise you, is going to be a religious show. You know, we just kind of sprinkle them in there. But the one thing that is required is that all content must be family-friendly, and it must be suitable for all audiences and age groups. And, of course, it also must be Christian. In other words, you know, if you're Islamic, I'm sorry, you're not going to be on the station. It's not going to happen. This, you know, the same thing with the Mormon church or whatever. But Christian content and content by Christians that isn't necessarily of religious content is all allowed on the station. And it's proven out to be a very good format. Your channel or your social media site, Lord's Book, not everybody is a pastor. You know, there's I would say most aren't. I know I'm not. David's not. You know, but
just people.
But we are just regular people. But we also love the Lord, and we're interested in Christian content. And thank you, Pastor Tom, for delivering that that Christian content. One, I want to point to one thing here real quick. You were telling me about a Lord's Book chat.
Yes. So what we want to do is we want to create all of these tools that are used in technology today that have become adulterated, that have become evil, misused, right? And we just want to make it for the primary purpose of glorifying God, right? So if you could go to a social media site platform that is always talking about Jesus, one of the things that we don't do, we're not looking for family-friendly content. You could be a Christian business owner and let people know about your business. You could be a Christian and let people know about your Christian books or your children's books. But if you're not a Christian, you can go on Facebook. We just want to control the content so we can keep it very clear of what we believe, what our train of thought is, and we don't want to allow any of the worldly systems in there.
Amen. Okay.
Yeah. When we allow other platforms, other people's thoughts, it's like, I agree with the Christian theology, but I'll do it this way if this arises. No. We want to say, hey, this is what the Bible says, this is what we're sticking to.
Well,
we want a biblical worldview.
What I was going to say here is that there's plenty of those. You know, including Revelation Radio, there's plenty of those outlets out there that people can go to. But yours is very specific and attracts
all about
a very,
Jesus.
Very specific audience. And that's great. I mean, that's why we joined it, you know, as individuals. And by the way, for those of you listening, I am working with Pastor Tom right now about getting both Revelation Radio and Last Christian on Lord's Book. You can expect those to be up very soon. So, and I appreciate the invitation there, Pastor Tom, to do that, because that's going to help us grow and help, again, to get our message out, because we feel that it's important. David does a weekly Bible study. We attack all issues that are in the news through a Christian lens, and we do it unfiltered and uncensored. So it's great to have a place where we can bring that. David, you got anything to add here with about 5 minutes to go?
Yeah, 5 minutes in the first half. Yeah. I wanted to reemphasize that this has been a struggle, and it's a struggle because Satan doesn't want it out there. So that just tells me that's the litmus test. It's got to be something really good. Because if something just came and it was a breeze, you kind of wonder why. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, when you got your guard up and you're building something, then and you know the devil's trying to take it down, you're like, wow, this is really good. But you also know at the same time that the Lord's going to protect you and provide a way. And that's precisely what happened. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, Tom, isn't there any, is there a way someone can help support the ministry? Because I know you've put, you know, well into, you know, six digits into this, and you're not really getting anything back. Is there a way people can help support the ministry of LordsBook.com?
Well, there definitely is. And one of the ways is there'll be an advertising platform, which is starting soon. People have reached out to me and zelled me, you know, finances before, want to help me advertise for free and just let people know about it. So there's definitely a lot of different ways. And you can reach me on Pastor Tom's profile on Lord's Book if somebody's interested. But, you know, it's ironic because when I told you that behind the scenes, right, that it was well over six figures and, you know, and it cost five digits a month just to manage it, and it's still small. That is the cost of a marketing company doing it. That is the cost of me having 35 employees already working on it. That is my hard numbers after employing people to manage it. So if someone was to do this on their own, they probably had $500,000 and 30-40 grand a month. These things are not easy, so the enemy definitely wants to come in and, you know, rip it apart. And it's important that we are able to put on the full armor of God. Our logo is the shield of faith.
Yes.
The shield of faith with Lord's Book. That is our logo. You know, we want to protect the individuals on Lord's Book. We want to make sure it's a safe platform. And I don't want to give out my Zelle account and say, hey, send me money. I mean, the Lord, where the Lord guides, the Lord provides.
Yeah.
And I know really that, right? Yeah. You know, last night, I was having a meeting with somebody yesterday evening. It was a late meeting. It was about 8 o'clock. And you're the only other person who ever said this. And he was talking about creating a discipleship app, a dating discipleship app for courtship. And I said to him, it's the Christian courtship discipleship program. It's really more like a matchmaking versus just a dating app, because he wants to disciple him for 6 months on how to date, take him through premarital counseling, how to get involved and serve together, and how to pray together and read the Bible together. And I said to him, listen, brother, do you have, you know, which is always a very important question, right, when wanting to develop things like this. And he says, bro, if it's his will, it's his bill.
Exactly.
And I started laughing. I said, my friend David Paxton says that, and it's the only other time I ever heard that. And it's the truth. If God wants us to do something, he is going to pay for it. Amen. He will provide.
Yeah, that's the bottom line. We're his ambassadors, and he, you know, you don't send an ambassador out and say, "Hey, good luck out there." No, you send an ambassador with full support. You send their family, you pay for their food, you pay for their travel, you pay for their housing, and you even send the Secret Service. Those are the angels, Tom. They send Secret Service angels to protect you, so you don't dash your foot. Okay. So we're at a minute left here, so we're going to lead you out of the first half and then into the second half. So here's the bottom line, folks. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and he made a contract with you. He said, you take over. You take dominion over this. You subdue that, okay? And don't eat that thing right there. So what's the first thing we do? We go and eat that thing. So we violated the terms and conditions of the contract. Essentially, it's trying to be God without God. Mm-hmm. And that's a problem. So Jesus says, listen, I'm going to come down and I love you so much. I want to pay for that. So he became a man. There's your litmus test. If your religion doesn't have Jesus as God coming down to be a man, that only a man can pay off the sin of man. And he did that with his own blood. This is the blood of the new contract, he said. Receive that today. And Lord willing, we'll see you guys in the second half. Bye.
For centuries, the olive has symbolized health, peace, and blessing. Now Oliabo brings that legacy to life with ultra-pure olive oil capsules, olive leaf extracts, radiant skincare, and pain relief innovations. And right now, before the official launch, you can join for free as a business builder or affiliate. No fees, no purchase required. Health, beauty, and prosperity, all in one movement. Join today at lastchristian.net.
Discover real stories, wisdom, and joy every day on Conversations with Dawn Karima. Join award-winning host Dr. Dawn Karima as she shares uplifting conversations with artists, authors, educators, and culture keepers from across Native America. Hear the voices and stories that inspire faith, hope, and strength for every listener. Tune in daily at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central on revelationradio.net. Conversations with Dawn Karima, where good words and good medicine meet.
And welcome back, everybody, to the second half of The Last Christian. Again, my name is J.D. Williams here in Texas, Mr. David Paxton in New York, and Pastor Tom Donovan joining us, I think you said from Uganda.
Uganda, old, Africa.
Old Idi Amin territory. I got a story I'll have to tell you about a missionary that was there during the time of Idi Amin. Really evil situation.
Hey, you know Africa is three times the size of the United States?
I did not. But I do know.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Yeah.
But what I wanted to talk about here right off the top is, David, you in the first half of the show, you ended the show, you know, pointing people to Christ. And as soon as we ended that, Pastor Tom jumped in and he said, you know, everybody talks about that, but they don't talk about Hebrews. And I was like, yeah, you're right. So anyway, Pastor Tom, I wanted to remind you what we were talking about there when we ended. But I want you to pick up on that, because as I told you, I think it's very important information for people out there.
Yeah, it's really important. So David was just saying, hey, we have a contract. The Lord, God gave us a contract, right? And then he had to fulfill that contract by sending a man, right? It has to be a like us, someone like us. We're made in God's image. So he sent Jesus to be the sacrifice. And I jumped in once we got off camera, and I said, you know, David, everyone should study through the book of Hebrews, where they learn how important Jesus's life was, not only the death, burial, resurrection, but the life of Jesus fulfilling the requirements of being the spotless Lamb of God. Because he fulfilled that requirement, which became what allowed him to be the blood sacrifice. His blood to atone for our sin is because he was that spotless, without blemish sacrifice, the Lamb of God.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's the first maxim of contract law, is exactly that. Contract can only be between like kinds, all right? Or else it's called like an adhesion contract, and that would be different. That's similar to when God said to the birds, you're going to fly in the air, you're going to lay some eggs, they're going to look like you. They didn't have any recourse on that. This is what they're going to do. They're animals. Fish, you're going to swim in the water. Animals,
you're going to look like a bird.
Yeah. And then you, Tom, you're going to be bald.
Me too.
You know, in Leviticus, if a man loses his hair, he will be bald.
Well, just as a side note, there is documented evidence that 3% of the men in the world have perfect heads, and the rest of them God had to cover with hair. So there's that.
Amen. Thank you, David. Thank you for the edification.
Love it.
We had a contract, okay? The contract was you take care of the animals, take dominion over them, and to subdue it means if they get out of line, it's your job to put them back in line. You have superiority over the animals. And don't eat the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, because, you know, so don't eat that, but we laugh. But literally, when you're eating the knowledge of good and evil, you're trying to learn what good and evil is without God. And that's what Satan came along. Oh, you'll be like gods. That's why he told you not to eat it. Mm-hmm. So therein lies the foundation of every single evil sin ever, is you want to be God without God.
Right.
Okay. And since it was man, and he said, we create man in our image and after our likeness. It's two different things, okay? We look like him, we act like him. We have the same authority as him. That's why we can have a bilateral contract, okay? Because now we are like him. Mm-hmm. The problem is we violated the terms and conditions of that contract, and we tried to be like God without him and ate of the fruit. Mm-hmm. Therefore, it lowered our status, if you would. And he said, in that day you eat, you shall surely die. Those are the conditions. You will die if you do this. So now a man has to die. Mm-hmm. Well, when Jesus came back, you know, we don't recognize this in our modern culture, but that's how they ratified a contract back then, is they would break bread. They would eat together, and then they would drink the wine. And it had two different meanings. It said, when you, you know, people say, like the Catholic Church will say, oh, we're actually eating the flesh of Jesus. No, we're not. All right? And that's where hocus pocus comes from. It's all magical. Turns into, it was some Latin term, and they said, oh, it's hocus pocus, hopum corpi or something like that. So they, when they had a contract, they didn't do paperwork and sign it like we do today. They had a meal together, and whatever food they ate, if I take a piece of bread and I put it in half and I give you a piece, Tom, and me a piece, now that becomes our flesh. And that's what he meant by that. So this is, we're of the same flesh now because we just ate the same food. Okay. And this is my flesh. And then the blood was the blood of the grape. And it signified, I will not break this contract under penalty of death. That was the blood contract. And when Jesus came at what we call the Last Supper, that was an agreement. All right. It incorporated a ketubah, which is a marriage agreement, a title deed. It had a lot of things wrapped up in there. And when he says, I'll drink the cup, and now if he passes it to you and you drink of that cup, that is you signing that contract with him. Mm-hmm. Okay. So if you violate that contract and say, well, what's my end of the deal? Well, you'll love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. You'll love your neighbor as yourself. Okay. So the only one who could do that is, like you said, Tom, is the perfect, sinless Lamb of God. Mm-hmm. But he also had to be a man. So Jesus became a man. And where most people don't realize this either, he's still a man today. That was an eternal transformation for him. He's simultaneously God and the judge of all the universe, but he's also a man. Mm-hmm. And that fulfilled the contract terms of payment for that, because now he's infinite because he's God. He's perfect. So he doesn't have to pay for his own sins, and he could pay off the sin of everyone who would accept that contract together with him. So a lot of times we have fluffy language. Oh, just receive him in your heart and all this other stuff. It's like, no, you literally have to rescind your signature off a previous contract. That's called repent. Okay, I do not agree with my old contract of sin, and I agree now. I plead this contract. I plead the blood contract of Jesus. I plead the blood. This is my salvation. So when I go to the judge and I say, oh, judge, well, the devil over here says you sinned, and here's the whole list. Okay, well, Father, I confess. Well, if you don't confess, then he has nothing to adjudicate. So you have to confess so he can forgive you of it. Mm-hmm. But there's two things here. Now we go and we say, I plead this blood contract. Oh, he reads it. Oh, yes, I see this has been paid already. Okay, so you are free. There's no double jeopardy in heaven.
Right.
All paid. And at the same time, the contract that we have, we call it the Bible, says the devil is a liar and indeed the father of lies. Mm-hmm. So now you can get everything that he has brought against you. The devil goes about seeking whom he may devour, right? That word is the adversary. That is antidikos. He goes around like a prosecutor. Mm-hmm. And when they say like a lion seeking whom he may devour, that was court language back then. We would say, hey, he's like a shark today, and he's coming mm-hmm. after you to prosecute you. Mm-hmm. That's what that terminology means. But he's a liar. So, Tom, what happens if someone in court is found to be lying, what happens to all their testimony?
It's thrown out. It's found not credible.
Yes, it is. It is inadmissible. And not only what he's just said, but every last thing he's ever said, because he's an untrustworthy witness. So everything the devil has ever brought against you, when you plead the blood of Jesus, is completely dismissed, and he no longer has any right or legality to affect your life because of those old sin contracts. Mm-hmm. That's extremely powerful, and that's what you're sharing on Lord's Book.
Yeah,
and that's part of the discipleship program. We're gonna get people delivered of all of their sins all they have to do is understand that's a legal contract. It's nothing fancy. It's nothing, woohoo, I got to believe. Mm-hmm. No, you just say, I accept this contract.
Well, let me jump in here for a second, because I think this is important here, because Pastor Tom is a big part of it. Maybe the guy, I'm not sure. But there's Him First Media and the battle of Christian influence in a controlled media environment. So you got a modern media shaping our future, influencing worldviews, directing national conversations. For decades, the Christian voice has been pushed out, filtered, or suppressed. And that's where Him First Media, Pastor Tom's media and communications ministry, enters the picture. Him First Media is equipping pastors, churches, ministries, and Christian organizations with tools and strategies to communicate boldly and effectively in a crowded, hostile digital world. From helping churches navigate messaging and branding to equipping ministries with platforms that elevate their reach, Him First Media represents a direct response to the growing imbalance between worldly messaging and gospel truth. So this underscores why Christian engagement in media is no longer optional, and how the church must reclaim ground for the kingdom. And the reason I'm bringing this up, Pastor Tom, is because I know that you have planted numerous churches. We kind of touched on that in the first part of the show, but I want you to elaborate on that a little bit, because, you know, that's an important part that you're doing out there that I don't think that people are all that aware about.
You know, thank you so much, JD. So it's so ironic. You brought Him First Media. So it's Him First Media Group, which is a for-profit business.
Okay.
Right? So,
okay.
But it is a ministry. If you go to our website, it is a ministry. And people go, wow, why do you run it like that? Well, number one, if I'm a business, the government cannot tell me who I'm going to support, where I'm going to support them, or silence me with threats. Like Jack Hibbs has his church, is a for-profit corporation, and people who donate don't get a tax write-off. Okay. But he's able to speak the truth through COVID, stay open, have nobody say anything to him, and for him to move forward. And because of that, his church has what? Quadrupled.
Yeah.
Probably twice.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that's what we are. And we use digital tools today to provide Bible study apps, Lord's Book, where people can have community and discipleship, websites for churches, get them in front of, you know, their audiences in Google, social media, writing the content and posting it for them. So we do so much, and we help people with their digital presence. Right. And then so we're called to go into all the end of the earth and preach the gospel.
Amen.
Be about the truth. Right. The good news, the gospel.
Right.
So now we do that with our business. Tent making is what I call it. And then now that I'm here in Africa, I came here on a 4-day mission trip 3 years ago. And I started a sponsorship program because another organization went out of. They become defunct and they went out of business.
Okay.
Right. This is what I was told. So me and my business both jumped in. We covered the bill. We started our own little sponsorship program to cover the kids.
Okay.
And then I met my fiance then, who I'm now married to. We have 2 children. And I live in Africa waiting for her paperwork, not sure where the Lord is sending us. But as I'm here, I do what a waiter is doing, and I serve, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now I start, you know, teaching the pastors at Calvary Chapel in Tebby how to teach the Bible. Then I start realizing that there's some issues there. So I distance myself, and I walk away from Calvary Chapel, even though I'm a Calvary Chapel ordained pastor.
Okay.
But I love the distinctives. I love the principle. I love the verse-by-verse teaching. So I start what's known as Freedom Chapel, right? I start Freedom Chapel. And Freedom Chapel is very similar to Calvary Chapel in terms of verse-by-verse teaching, book-by-book, chapter-by-chapter, you know, verse-by-verse. The distinctives, you know, where God provides, not letting religion get all caught up in the way we operate, right? Being very free-spirited, making sure that the call is on people's lives, right? So as we plant churches and disciple men and want to raise men up and send them out or come along existing ministries, we want to make sure that we are recognizing the call God has in someone's life. Not so much saying, oh, have you went to Bible school and, you know, done this, that, and the other thing? Because from what I understand, right, is people go to cemetery and they become dead as a doorknob. Right. And they go into the world, the Holy Spirit's gone, and it's all about religion. Mm-hmm. And I know Jesus said, why do you call me Lord, Lord, if you didn't do the things that I said, right?
Right.
Depart from me, you never knew me.
Right.
You go to Bible school, you come out, you don't even know the Lord anymore. Mm-hmm. That fire is extinguished, and you are just lost, right? And now you're performing the works without the Spirit.
I have heard that from so many people. So, David especially talks about cemetery, you know, and I totally agree.
It's a common joke in Calvary Chapels, right? I mean, we want to recognize people and kind of come alongside them and just recognize what God is doing.
Well, let me ask you real quick, Pastor Tom. Real quick here, because you know you said you are ordained with Calvary Chapel. I've watched a lot of the pastors there. Love the teaching of it, but at the same time, you said that you distance yourself away from it, and we won't get into that unless you want to. But I do want to emphasize Freedom Chapel. Do you have? Is there a website that people can go to acquaint themselves
with
that?
You can visit freedomchapelfellowship.org.
Okay, okay.
And on that website, you will be able to find the other kids clubs and other churches that are being planted.
Okay.
So we officially opened our doors the first Sunday of January of 2025.
Oh, okay.
Since then, we have grown. We have 5 kids clubs, and we are planting our fourth church. So we have ministries right now, and then partners of ours that we're working with. We are in multiple countries, and just Freedom Chapel is already, there's 4 of them here in Uganda, and we planted 2 other churches that we also realized after we came alongside that weren't a perfect fit. And we also started a kids club in Cape Town, South Africa.
Can you go into the kids club thing a little bit? What is
okay?
It?
Yeah. So the kids club is we gather on a Saturday afternoon. Mm-hmm. We bring the kids in. We teach them a chapter of the Bible each week. We started Genesis chapter 1, and for 2 weeks we'll stay in that chapter, and we will have a memory verse. We will have questions and engage with them, coloring sheets, shading, they call it here, right? Painting. So we'll have that. So they're engaged for the little kids. We'll break off. We have worship. We get them involved in children's worship team. We play games, sports, all centered around Jesus, the gospel, and really pouring into these kids. They are the next generation.
Amen. Amen.
Right. So one time I left for America for 4 weeks. I went home. I think it was the first time I was on your show, maybe. Okay. I'm not sure. But anyway, I went. Well, no, I was on a show a year and a half ago, and it was my first trip back this year. Mm. So when I came back, there was like 150 kids on Sunday morning. So I said to Teacher Bosco, who is our worship leader, bro, what happened to my church when I was gone? I was joking with him, and he said, bro, don't worry. In 5 years, they'll be your leaders. Mm-hmm. So the children are the most important people in the church. Amen. Jesus emphasized, let them come to me, for such is the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Every day we're going closer and closer to being home with the Lord. These kids are the ones we need to invest in.
Absolutely.
So the kids club is really all about them.
All right, David.
Your turn. So I know we were talking about this before, but we're going to have schooling as well, and so there'll be so the discipleship is, you know, leading people in their day to day lives, but like you said, we're going to have schooling. Is that going to be associated with Lord's Book and Freedom Chapel Fellowship together? We're going to have college level courses.
Well, there's going to be a couple different things going on. Right now, ironically, we are working with a pastor. His name is Isaac Wooten. He is the head of Calvary Chapel for East Africa. And he is probably one of the most dynamic disciplers I've ever met. He has so much patience. He is so skilled at being very thorough and just walking through this process. And he is so educated. And he's actually from Israel. He's a Jew, and he's a U.S. citizen. And he's here in Africa for the last 15 years just raising up and teaching pastors.
Amen.
And so we plan on, he'll be starting a school of ministry on Lordsburg shortly.
Nice.
So that would be like our first launch into schooling, and I'm sure it will develop. We have a school here in Africa for primary and nursery kids, so I'm sure this is going to develop into full-blown Bible college courses being on there and really discipleship programs and, you know, different types of schooling.
Okay, great. Because I have the, you know, generational contract, some of the stuff we've been talking about, I'm putting together the school on that as well, because I got to be honest with you, I've never heard it from that perspective in all my years of being saved. I don't recall anyone ever doing it. So when the Lord opened it up that everything is legal language, that just blew my mind. Even the Lord's Prayer is, it's a court scene. If you don't realize it, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And now there's the great judge. I have the right to come before you because you're my Father and you're the great throne. And what jurisdiction are we in? Well, thy kingdom come on earth like it is in heaven. In other words, I'm stepping out of the worldly kingdom into your kingdom. Your will be done. Now this, you have jurisdiction over me. And what else? Oh, give us this day our daily bread. It's part of the contract. I'll supply all of your needs according to my riches and glory. That's the daily bread aspect. Because we're his ambassadors, he's going to supply everything we need because we have a job to do. It's his will, it's his bill. Okay, and then he promises protection. So I'm going to lead you away from temptation. Okay, so the Holy Spirit is going to guide us and deliver us from evil. Now we got the angels surrounding us and saying, "I'm going to protect you from all this stuff." It's all in the contract, all right? And that's a legal framework there, and it just blew my mind. And we're going to have some big teachings on that because once you get the idea that it's legal, and just like the old woman and the unjust judge. You go before God, and he says, how much more is God going to advocate for you? So did that old lady go and try and beat up the devil? I'm going to go beat up that my adversary. No, she went straight to the judge because she knew it was all legal. It's well,
David,
powerful. We're going to have that
David,
on the show.
I want to jump in on the contract thing here for just a second because lead you away from temptation. Before I became a Christian, in anything that I did, it was like afterthought. If there, you know, if something was wrong, there was an afterthought. Oh, I wish I hadn't have done that, or wish I hadn't have done that. Once becoming a Christian, all of a sudden you're about to do something.
Like, hold on there, Baba Louie.
Exactly. You get that. You get that. Wait. Don't do that yet. Think about it for and that's the Lord. You know, and that, again, it's something that I never really thought of until the two of us got together and you were telling me about the contract thing, and now that's prevalent in my life. But anyway, I just wanted to get that across to people that once you become a Christian, you do become a new creation, and you do begin to do things differently than you ever did them in the past. One last thing here I want to put up, and then after that, I'm going to let you two guys kind of go after
here. Yeah, Tom's got a story of doing things differently.
I wanted to look at this, strengthening the body of Christ and building the future of Christian community. This is strengthening the body of Christ in the days ahead. The church is facing increasing cultural resistance, rising hostility toward biblical truth, and generational shift that requires clarity, courage, and conviction. And what Pastor Tom is calling for is Christians to step forward rather than shrinking into the background, to support Christian platforms rather than depending on systems designed to suppress their faith, to embrace their role in building a unified, bold, uncompromising Christian community online and offline. His message is one of encouragement, preparedness, and action, reminding believers that God is raising up leaders, ministries, and platforms for this very moment, and that every Christian has a part in shaping the future of the church's presence in the world. And I think that's something I really wanted to get across there because, Pastor Tom, you're involved in a lot of stuff. You're being pulled in a lot of directions. But at the same time, I know that you are dedicated to it without any question at all. And I'll just leave it to you, sir.
Amen. Amen. So I don't think I'm pulling many directions. I'm pulled in one direction, and that's heaven.
Amen. Amen.
And God is using many different platforms and avenues to help me alert and teach people about heaven and why they need to go to heaven and that there is a hell and it's real. Yes. And that is our just place to go, right? And we need Jesus because he is the righteous judge. And we are found not guilty when we are with Jesus and we are led into heaven, regardless of our past.
Well, now, Pastor Tom, we got less than 4 minutes. And what I want to do at this point is just, first of all, thank you for coming back on the show. I really appreciate that. But I want to give you the opportunity here and take as much time as we've got left. If there's anything that we have not spoken about that you want to get out there, this is the time to do it. And also, tell people where to find you and Lord's Book and how to get involved.
You know, so there's just so much going on, so I'm not sure if we left anything out. But lordsbook.com is the actual website. Mm-hmm. And then you can go to Lord's Book in Apple Store or in the Google Play Store, and you could search Lord's Book app. And the reason we named it Lord's Book app is someone else tried to create an app for Lord's Book in iOS, which is Apple, and mm-hmm. it doesn't work. That is not us. It's Lord's Book app.
Okay.
So it's very easy to find us, and when you're on the platform, I will be your immediate friend, mm-hmm. so you can always reach out to me for customer support, for prayer, for anything. And we have so much going on: Freedom Chapel Fellowship, planting churches, raising up pastors, building kids clubs, building the future of our next generation, right? Then we have Matthew 25:40, which is our child sponsorship program. We have Mission Ed Center, which is our mission center here in Uganda, where we go to hospitals, pray for people. We have an on-staff medical director. We have people doing outreaches 24/7. Then we have Jethro Model Nursery Primary School that is for primary nursery kids, and we get to minister to these kids 5 days a week in school. They come to our Wednesday night Bible study, our Thursday morning chapel at school, our Sunday morning service at Freedom Chapel. And man, we are just in their lives and we love them. Then we have Lord's Book, Him First Media Group, where I get to speak to business owners constantly when they are telling me, I don't need to do it that way. This is business. And then I get to minister to them.
Amen.
You know, where's your wallet at? You know, you love Jesus. Let me see your checkbook. What are you doing for the kingdom? Is it all about you and about a fancy car and a nice suit? Or is it about building the kingdom of God, right? So I get to minister to those people as well. It is just so awesome. And I think you brought up Be Intentional. So Be Intentional, it does have the website, beintentional.faith. But it kind of turned into Be Intentional. It was really more about me wanting to teach people to be intentional about their faith. And then I created a website just to house some information, so it's like a personal ministry. But man, the Lord does have a lot of avenues he's using in my life, but it's really one goal, to know him and to make him known.
Amen.
Thank you, JD.
Oh, you're more than welcome. And again, thank you so much for being on. David, why don't you take us out?
All right. So let's reiterate this. You know, the Lord is at hand. And then some people, you know, who believe that the rapture is imminent, like us, and before the tribulation period, we get the questions like, well, why are you doing anything? Because God clearly told us, you occupy until I come. Mm-hmm. And this is what occupy looks like. It doesn't mean you sit there, you eat your bonbons, and you just look out the window and wait for them. It means you do business, is what he's saying. Mm-hmm. You do business like this, the Lord's business, until the very moment he comes back. When he comes back, I want to see him. I want him to see me working. Lord willing, we'll see you guys on the next show. Bye.
Thank you for joining us for this special presentation with Pastor Tom Donovan. We invite you to connect, get involved, and stay informed. Visit lordsbook.com to support a growing Christian community and be sure to follow Pastor Tom at himfirstmedia.com. For more exclusive interviews and biblical truth you won't hear anywhere else, or to support our ministry, visit us anytime at lastchristian.net. Till tomorrow evening, may God bless you, guide you, and keep you strong in the faith.
Imagine joining Starbucks as a tiny Seattle coffee shop. Or Monster Energy before the energy drink took over the world. Oliabo is that opportunity today, a bold, innovative startup with no fees or purchase requirements and the same energy and momentum. Don't look back one day wishing you had acted. Don't miss your chance. Get in now while Oliabo is still 100% free to join. Visit www.lastchristian.net today for all the details.